Okay, so this is a mindful acceptance exercise. So I would like you to close your eyes and spend the first few moments just focusing on your breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Focusing all your attention as you breathe in on the tip of your nose, inside your nasal passages, noticing the movement of the air as you breathe in. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. In through your nose, all the way down, noticing the air filling your chest, and then exhaling through your mouth. Just releasing that air, letting that breath go, and imagining as you're exhaling, releasing tension and tightness. And as you release that tension and tightness, it may be helpful to imagine a color of that energy being released from your body. So breathing in nice and deep and slow, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe in. And then as you exhale, breathing out all the way. Releasing that breath, seeing the tension, tightness, sadness, whatever you may be releasing, leaving the body. And as it does, your shoulders dropping down, your jaw releasing, your hands relaxing. The body relaxing more and more. So as I'm quiet, just take a few moments to focus on your breath. And continuing to focus on your breath as I just explained this exercise to you. So as you begin to practice this exercise, it's good to find a spot where you won't be disturbed. A spot where you can take some time out for you and not be disturbed by people or animals or sounds or phones. But just taking this time to just practice where you won't be disturbed. Sitting upright in a chair with your feet planted on the floor. A comfortable spot, but not too comfortable. So this exercise, as I mentioned, is called a mindful acceptance exercise. It's about learning how to be more aware and accepting of thoughts, feelings, emotions, behaviors. Learning to be more aware and accepting of all of these things. And this skill of mindfulness, this skill of acceptance, is one that comes with practice, like any skill. It needs to be done over and over again to flex those muscles, to build those muscles, to build that skill. Practice each and every day as best you can, or every second day. And with time, as you practice this exercise, you'll discover no matter how bad the internal experience is, it neither lasts forever nor does you any harm. As you sit with it, observe it, understand it. The harm comes when we run from, deny, minimize, or act on distressing thoughts, emotions, somatic experiences, and we don't sit with them. It's a natural human tendency to do all of these things, to minimize, dismiss, ignore, deny, pretend. It's a natural human experience, tendency to self-medicate in many different ways through food, alcohol, drugs. We self-medicate in so many ways. Shopping is another way. There's so many different ways. But it's the counterintuitive approach of facing, sitting with, acknowledging, understanding thoughts, emotions, behaviors, somatic experiences that leads to a greater understanding, a greater acceptance, and with that, a better management of thoughts, feelings, emotions, and somatic experiences. So the idea with this exercise is to become more aware, to become also more accepting, and more compassionate. of your experience, whatever it may be in that moment, whatever it is, whether you like it or not. To stay with it with a compassion and warmth and acceptance. The idea with this exercise is to get better at feeling, not to feel better. To get better at feeling, not to feel better. This is something that may happen, but it's not the goal. So what I'd like you to do now is take a moment to get connected with your breath again. Notice the ebb and flow of the breath as you breathe in. Notice the temperature. Notice the movement inside your nasal passage at the tip of your nose. Notice how it feels inside your lungs as you breathe in deeply. Notice the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath out. Notice your body moving, relaxing, changing. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your breath in your chest, in your belly, in your ribs. Notice how the breath in and out is like the ocean waves. The breath is always there, just like the waves of the ocean. It is rhythmic. It's moving. It's constant. Focus on each inhalation and each exhalation. Notice the differences between the inhalation and the exhalation. Notice the changing patterns of your breath. Notice too the contact between your feet, your body, and the furniture upon you where you sit. Take a few moments to notice as much as you can about the breath, the changes, the contact between your body and the furniture. Let your breath be whatever it is, no particular state to be achieved. Bring an attitude of gentle allowing, acceptance. Nothing to be fixed, nothing to be achieved. Not needing it to be other than it is. Allow it to be whatever it is. Allow your experience in this moment to be exactly as it is. And through the exercise, when I suggest you come back to your breath, you come back to all of these observances, all of these awarenesses, the ebb and flow, the contact, the changing nature, the energy release, the movement coming in, allowing it to be whatever it is, you come back to all of that. Bring your mind back as best you can. And as always, in any exercise, the mind will wander. This is simply what the mind does. And when you notice the mind has wandered, that's awareness. Just gently bring it back to your breath, back to your experience as it is, not as you want it to be. Back to the ebb and flow, the sensations as you breathe in and out, the contact between the body and the furniture. Come back to as it is in this moment, not to where your mind wandered to. And this is awareness. You may choose to notice where the mind wandered off to, but bring it back to your breath. So what I'd like you to do now is bring to mind a recent situation that was distressing for you, anxiety provoking, confusing, provoking anxiety or anger, sadness, overwhelm, frustration, whatever it may be. Just bring it back to mind. Try to remember as best you can what you were thinking about you, the situation, the past, the future, what you were needing, what you were believing. Remember too what you were feeling. What emotion best describes the many emotions that you were experiencing? Which one was most intense? How did you experience that emotion in your body? What were the urges to do or to not do? What behaviors did you engage in or avoid? What were the temptations? What triggered you? Was it someone, something, a sound, a smell, something in your environment, a memory? Was it internal, external? Try to remember everything as best you can and amplify it as if it were happening now. And when you have that in mind, take a moment to come back to your breath. Come back to breathing in nice and deep and slow. In through your nose. Noticing the movement of the air as you take that breath in. Breathing it all the way into your chest. And exhaling and letting go. Notice the exhalation, the release. The energy being released. Notice the ebb and flow, the breath, the inhalation, the exhalation. Notice the contact between your body and the furniture, your feet and the floor. Notice the temperature of the breath, movement of the breath. No state to be achieved, nothing to be fixed or changed, just noticing the breath, the body in contact with the breath, contact with the furniture and the floor. Take a few moments to stay with your breath. Make the breath the entirety of your experience, observing all you can. Coming back to that experience, notice the thoughts. Notice the thoughts about you, thoughts about the future, thoughts about the past, the beliefs, the values. Notice the feelings again, the emotions, the sensations in the body. Notice the urges, the urge to do or to not do something. Just stay with it, make as much space as you need. It may take up your entire body, the thoughts, the feelings, the urges, the somatic experience. It may take up an entire room, give it as much space as it needs. It may take up an entire house or a city block. Give it as much space as it needs. See how much space it needs. Notice the intensity, the movement. Give it as much space as it needs. Notice the sensations in the body. Notice their presence, acknowledge them. Notice the emotions, acknowledge them. Notice the thoughts, the beliefs, acknowledge them. Notice the behaviors, acknowledge them. Make as much room for all of these things as they require. Allow them to be there. Allow them to take up space. And as you make space, notice too how it changes. All of it starts to change from moment to moment. At times it grows stronger, stays the same, or weakens. It doesn't really matter what it does, just notice. Breathe in calmly to and from the emotions, to and from the sensations, to and from the thoughts, the urges. If ever you notice anything becomes too intense, come back to the breath. Come back to the contact between the body and the furniture and the floor. Come back to the ebb and flow of the breath, if ever it gets too intense. And then return to acknowledging and accepting. Remembering the purpose is to not feel better, to get better instead of feeling. To allow it to be there, to feel what you feel. Make space for all of the discomfort, whether you like it or don't, resist it or don't. Notice resistance if it's there, and allow yourself to have a willingness to be there, to stay with it, stay with the ebb and flow, stay with the changes, whatever they may be. Notice too any evaluations about your experience, getting worse, can't handle it, too much, those are evaluations about the experience. If those exist, come back to the experience as it is, not as your mind evaluates it to be. Come back to the emotions as they are. Come back to the thoughts as they are. The somatic experience, the urges as they are, not as your mind evaluates them to be. Make space for them. Allow them to be there. Notice them. Acknowledge them. Thoughts and feelings, emotions, somatic experience, urges come and go. They're always changing. As long as we can stay with them, as long as we don't minimize, fight, resist, judge. Make space, allow it to be there, whether you like it, want it, resist it. Notice doubts, reservations about yourself, about anything, about the experience. Allow it to be there. Stay with the discomfort. Stay with the breath. Open up to it. Make space for it. Let it be there. And just quietly in your mind's eye, repeat to yourself, let me experience what I'm feeling right now. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it is my experience right now. Let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it is my experience right now. Let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it is my experience right now. Let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it is my experience right now. So as I'm quiet, just repeat that to yourself as best you can, over and over again, just quietly to yourself. So remembering, this exercise is about getting better at feeling, not feeling different. A key thing to remember is pain, whatever kind of pain there is, emotional or physical, is amplified by resistance. Resistance to feeling whatever you're feeling in that moment. Pain times resistance causes suffering. Suffering is optional. Pain is not. Pain times resistance equals suffering. As we learn to accept, to be with, to stay with whatever we're feeling, we can opt out of suffering. Yes, we'll feel pain, whatever it is, but we can opt out of suffering. We eliminate resistance. And as you practice this exercise, you'll notice sometimes it'll be challenging. It's important to not let the challenge stand in your way. Sometimes challenge comes from judgment and pressure, expectations and goals. And sometimes these goals can get in our way. Allowing each practice to be whatever it is, without any desired particular specific outcome to be achieved. There's no right or wrong way to become more mindful, more accepting, more compassionate. There's no time frame within which it needs to be achieved. It's simply a skill that comes with time. It can be helpful as you practice this exercise to make a mental or physical note of how the exercise was difficult, helpful, beneficial, different. To just note it from practice to practice. But remembering this is a skill that grows with time. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.